This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to the Clark Howard Show, where our mission is to serve you and empower you so you make better financial decisions in your life. Today, I'm going to begin talking about one of my favorite things, deals. Now, Amazon Prime Day is coming up, but are you really going to find bargains there? A lot of arguing going on right now about whether Amazon Prime Day is really a great day to get deals. And later, we talked about higher rates putting a squeeze on you if you want to borrow money, but nobody's really talking about the other side of this. What's going on for savers? And there are actually higher rates, if you know where to look for them right now, on your savings. I'm going to tell you where you got to skedaddle your money from to escape really low rates to go to where the better rates are. But where do you find the best bargains in the world? At Clark Deals. Clark Deals is our bargain site where we don't waste your time. We tell you the deals that we truly believe in our heart and our head are the best deals for your wallet. And Karis, who runs ClarkDeals.com, is with me right now. And Karis, it's so great to have you talking about one of my favorite things in the world, how to find bargains.
Thanks so much for having me, Clark.
So Amazon Prime was such a big deal. Amazon Prime Day was such a big deal during the pandemic. And now people are out shopping again, and there are bargains all over the place on stuff, which is so ironic when you think about all the inflation people are experiencing on housing, gasoline, cars, energy of all types. You can go on from there. Food. But then stuff is really a deal right now. So have you had a sense, is Amazon going to stand out this year with Prime Day? And what kind of things are the things you think people will find real deals, not fake deals, on Amazon Prime Day this year?
Right. Well, last year was interesting with everything going on, and they had it a month early. And so, this year it's going to be back to July. So, they're starting to kind of send out little sprinkles of deals here and there specifically for Prime members. And if you're not a Prime member, of course, you can sign up for the free trial if you just want to check it out. But, you know, last year there were things like, you know, Crest 3D white strips and the Fire Stick TV, which we actually saw a lot of deals on the Amazon devices last week, and they've gone up in price. We think that they'll go back down for obviously Prime Day, Prime Week. So those Amazon devices are going to be low. They're probably going to be the lowest prices that Amazon will offer. So if you're needing a Fire Stick TV to make your TV cheaper, those are the kinds of deals that we like, when you save twice, not just once. And then I think that there will be just lots of competition. You know, there's going to be the Walmart probably will have a sale, even though they already had their Walmart Plus sale earlier in June. I think Best Buy will have a sale. Target already announced they will have a sale. So we really like to look at those competitors because it tends to drive the price down for things that people are really interested in. So we're looking out for all of those retailers because in the past, Amazon's been a little bit, you know, some people have been critical of Amazon, like, oh, it really wasn't like really low prices. But we've seen Amazon get better and better, so we're hoping for that this year.
Well, Amazon, you know, is going through kind of a midlife crisis right now. The pandemic's over. Pandemic's really not over. We just think it's over. And people are back out doing stuff, shopping. They're not as interested in shopping online. And Amazon's not as relevant as it was. Do you think that will make Amazon more aggressive on July 12th than they'd be otherwise, or do you not have a sense how that's going to play?
Yeah, I'm hopeful that they will, just because of what you mentioned, is that people are out more, they're going to go, you know, shop in stores more. So I'm really hoping that Amazon will be taking note if they've seen their shopping trends and really try to, you know, send out some doorbuster kind of deals, because I think they really need to get people's attention. So I hope that they will. And my sense is that they will try, but I think those other competitors will be trying as well.
So I talk about when people shop on Amazon and Amazon says something's a great deal, that they should use camel or honey or something like that. But during Prime Day, you're letting people know on the items you think are really best.
Yes, we are. We're just searching everywhere. We're paying attention also to what people are searching for on the site, just to get a sense that we are finding things that, will interest you all. So yeah, I mean, we're just really looking for everything that we can. We're you know, some of those deals are, for example, we know what's going to be back is discounts on gift cards, where if somebody buys a $50 gift card, they're going to get 25% back that they can use to spend at Amazon. So some of those little tiny moneymaker deals, we look for those. Anything that is, you know, helpful to saving money overall. We're kind of hoping that also there might be some deals on household essentials this year, just kind of keeping in mind with what's really going on with people. So we're definitely on the lookout for things like that. There's actually, if you spend $75 or more on select P&G items, you can get a $20 credit to spend on Prime Day. So that's already happening. And that way people can save on their essentials.
And if somebody wants to see what's going on with your newsletter, how do you sign up for the Clark Deals newsletter?
Oh, sure. Just go to clarkdeals.com and you can sign up right there on the right. And we just send out the best of what we find every single day. And our whole goal is to save you money. And so, you know, if your budget is a little tight, you know, don't worry about spending. We don't want anyone to, you know, get in trouble with spending money on deals. But we do, our goal is always to save people money on whatever they're looking to buy.
I think it's so funny where you and I had conversation after conversation 2 years ago when people were hunkered down at home and they were trying to get laptops. They were trying to get Chromebooks for their kids. They were trying to get TVs because they were marooned at home, and new appliances and all that. And we just, it wasn't even a matter of finding deals on. We were just saying, hey, you can find some today at blah, blah, blah. And now it's flipped completely. And I can't remember when electronics were as cheap as they are right now.
Oh my goodness. We had a $79 Chromebook last week. And it was just like, I think it's still actually happening. Yeah, it's still here. So, I mean, yeah, those are categories. We can find them now. So it's like everything has caught up. So there's some of those categories that, you know, we have found deals on, but, you know, travel is one of those that's a tough one. So it's that whole supply and demand thing. But if you're looking for something specific, we're, you know, doing our best to find those different things that people are looking for. So, yeah, check it out. It's, I think, the best deal site, but I'm a little biased.
Well, it's funny. I was in Costco the other day, which is a shock, right? I was in Costco, and there was an 86-inch TV that was a magnificent picture that was on sale for $1,399 for an 86-inch. And I'm like, where could I put an 86-inch TV? And unfortunately, I don't have anywhere I could put one. But all sizes of them are just crazy cheap. And everybody's falling all over themselves trying to do liquidations of inventory on laptops, because now everybody has way, 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 way too many laptops. So the back to school we're going to be talking about in a month on the laptops is going to be such a deal this year. So I want to thank you for especially what you did for people during the lockdowns, keeping them up to date on how to stretch every dollar. And we're going to keep on doing it regardless of what market conditions are and whether people are at home or they're out and away and about. And so I want to thank you, Karis, for what you do at Clark Deals.
Oh, well, thank you, Clark. We learn from you. Well, you're the master deal finder.
Oh, I don't know about that. Well, have a great day.
You too. Thanks,
Karis.
So, Krista, I had so much fun posting the opposite, that McDonald's thing the other day. Did you see the picture posted on social media of me getting the dollar drink at McDonald's 1 week and then ordering the dollar drink the following week, and the cup was half the size?
Shrinkflation at
its best. That was true shrinkflation. But at the same time, we're all dealing with that. So many other things are cheaper. By the way, on gasoline, which people are having so much trouble with right now with the price, the cost of a barrel of oil has actually been coming down. It means at least temporarily we should see in the next few weeks the price of a gallon of gasoline declining, which is ironic because we're in the peak summer driving season and we may actually see some decline in price that I wasn't expecting till Labor Day.
That would be
so
helpful.
So that would
people.
Be a little bit of good news. Well, what you got for me with questions?
Well, first, Frank in Connecticut represents a lot of people on social and that have written in. His question is, summertime is here and bad weather is upon us and blackouts are going to happen. Can you inform your listeners about where you purchased your home battery operated and solar backup generator from? Thanks for everything you do, a loyal fan.
So we've gotten so many questions about this one because I talked about it so kind of offhandedly and didn't really give any real information. So I bought, speaking of Costco, I bought it at Costco.com and it's this battery powered generator that's pretty heavy, but it's fairly small. Comes with two solar panels. What you do is you charge it up. So it's fully charged in the event there's a power outage. Let me tell you, this is not a whole house generator. This isn't even a half house generator. This is just enough for you to be able to run your refrigerator so you don't ruin the food in your house, to charge your cell phones, have some LED lights on in your house. So it will do just enough to almost think of it like camping. But the solar panels, what happens is, so you fully charge it up before the outage, you start using it, and then you have to put it where you got a shot of the sun for the panels. And the panels fold up so small. It's really cool. And it was, there it is. All right. So it's the Generarc Home Power One Solar Generator Kit. I got it in March. So again, I don't know if they have this at Costco in stock right now.
It's not showing on there on their website currently, but
not right now. It was $1,299.99, and it's really cute, isn't it? Look at that picture. See,
yes.
It's really artsy. And then the two solar panels that fold out. So that one is not available anymore, but
there are others.
There are others in the marketplace. So the idea is you don't have to have diesel or any kind of fuel like that. You just need to let those batteries charge. And again, this is a partial solution. And do you know, a lot of people use these actually for camping, not for blackouts to save your refrigerator.
It's good for both. I've got a question here from Heather in Ohio. Do you know why Sam's Club is getting rid of free curbside pickup for regular club members? Do you know if Walmart has plans to remove free curbside for non-Walmart Plus members? That is terrible, as it was it was wonderful during the pandemic and a true time saver.
So Heather, there are lots of things that Walmart and Sam's Club did when people were in lockdowns, and the curbside pickup at Sam's Club was always a high cost for them. So now they're saying, wait a minute, we got to hire all these extra people to do the curbside pickup. So we're going to make it a benefit of being a premium member, a plus member. But if you're a regular Sam's Club member, you're going to have to pay a fee every time you do curbside pickup. And so is that going to happen at Walmart? I think it's very possible that Walmart Plus members will have benefit of that for free, but other members may have to pay. That they're trying to have the costs either embedded in the membership or have you pay the direct costs of them doing that. So I would not be surprised at all. I think that...
And they make more when you go in the store and shop, right?
True. But there's been rumors forever that never have happened that Target with the red card would start charging some kind of membership for Red Card, since you get a 5% discount on everything. You got the curbside pickup. You got things that can be delivered for free. But so far, Target has not gone that way. They've made Red Card free and given you the discount and given you all these other things. And I don't know how long they'll continue doing it as like a big giveaway. But both so much set up their structures based on the pandemic. Well, I want to tell you straight ahead, it has been so frustrating for the last 10 years how little you could earn on your savings. I want to tell you, that is steadily coming to an end. And savers, you can rejoice if you know where to go to stretch every dollar. That's coming up. So I'm at the dentist this morning, and the hygienist is trying to carry on a conversation with me while she's got all those things in my mouth digging away, which is so funny because you're like, oh, yeah, you know what that's like, right? And she was talking about how she's become the proxy expert for her friends and her family about Series I savings bonds because she heard me talking about them on the podcast months ago. And so now people will say, well, Kate, how does that work? How do I do this? What do I do? And so she's very patiently explains to each person how it works. And then they call her back when they still don't understand. And it's kind of like a reflection of what we have with our off-air, the podcast advice, our Team Clark Consumer Action Center, where people call trying to understand how the process works. All you got to do is go to savingsbonds.gov. And then you'll see, or you can go to treasurydirect.gov and you can see how Series I savings bonds work, how you can buy them. You're allowed to buy up to 10,000 this year. Right now, they're earning over 9% interest. That's right. Don't just hearing 9%. And the rate resets every 6 months. So it's a good place to stash money right now because it has to reflect the rate of inflation. Not the normal one. It's something called CPIU, the urban index for the cost of living, which urban areas have had higher inflationary problems than suburban and rural areas. So the CPIU has driven the payment on Series I savings bonds way, way, way up to your benefit. So there's also something else I talked about that made people's heads spin, and it is much more confusing. And that's your ability to buy regular old treasuries without a lot of money, but with no limit on what you can buy at great rates, where you buy the equivalent of like a one-year CD direct from the federal government or longer term, three-year, whatever. And that takes some work, takes some serious time to understand how to set up the account, to buy those, but the rates are great if you'll push your way through. Now, why is this important? Well, I was looking just now, and this is an example, and this isn't just pick on Bank of America specifically, because this would be true with any of the big banks. What's Bank of America paying right now on savings accounts? I'm looking at their website right now, and they are paying 0.01%, 0.01%. Unless you are a preferred customer, a gold status customer of Bank of America, then you get a whopping 0.02%, 0.02%. But what if you're a platinum customer? You get 0.03%. How insulting to people's intelligence are the big banks? Now, they've got gold, platinum, platinum honors, diamond, diamond honors. I mean, you go all the way to their highest status diamond honors, you're getting 0.04%. Now, compare that to an online bank where you go open a savings account, the best in the country at this moment, these change every day, 1.61%. So 161 times what Bank of America is paying. And how much do you have to deposit in order to get that rate? $1 or more. That's all, $1 or more. Bunch of banks steadily paying 1.something%. But how about CDs? One-year CDs. They're coming close to 2% right now. Now, if you go to one of the giant monster mega banks and you do a CD with them, well, what are you going to get on a one-year CD? You ready? 0.05%. I'm not joking. Where if you go to an online bank, you're earning almost 2%. If you have money in a savings account or a CD at any of the giant monster mega banks, or even a big regional bank, it means you hate yourself. You hate yourself. Something happened to you as a child that you punish yourself. Do not do it. The opportunity is there now after these 10 years of suffering from puny, punishing savings rates for savers to start to be rewarded. It's like a process of where you put money. So if you got up to 10 grand that you can set aside for a year or longer, buy the Series I savings bonds with it. Because that's how long you have to leave money in Series I. Remember, the rate resets every 6 months. But you have to leave it a minimum of a year. So that would be up to your first $10,000 of money you could leave aside for at least a year. And then you look at money you need soon, immediately. Look at things like these simple savings accounts that the rates are going up, 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 up on. Remember, in those, never put more than $250,000, good problem to have, in any one institution. Do not trust any of these ads that are appearing on the web every day now, offering supposedly great rates, and you're supposed to call some organization that have something in its name like Acceptance something or something like that. Those are salespeople trying to sell you hideously rotten, terrible, awful, gross, hideously bad annuities. You want your money in a credit union, an online bank, U.S. Treasuries, or Series I savings bonds. That's where you put your savings to work. But remember, you have to decide when you get up tomorrow morning, do you like yourself or not? If you like yourself or love yourself, you can't have any money in a traditional big bank and savings or CDs, because they're ripping you off. They're taking advantage of you with reverse bank robbery. Krista?
Okay. We've got this question from Joshua in Florida. I have a 2.5% cash back card with a local credit union. They just announced that starting July 1st, the rewards will only be 2% going forward. I called and asked about this, spoke to two different people who were pretty snarky to me, telling me it was a promotion and to think about it as a floating APR rate type of thing. I informed them it was not advertised as a promotion when I got the card. I asked what they could do about it, and they said I couldn't do anything. I asked if it will ever increase, and they said, well, we don't know. That's why we call it a promotion, and offered to help me close the account. I haven't yet, but should I ditch them for another company? I couldn't find another card with 2.5%. The most I could find was 2%. It's not so much that the card isn't competitive anymore. It's how they treated me as a customer. Your advice would be appreciated.
Okay, so you own the place, right? Credit union is owned by its members. And I would find out who the chairman of the board is, or chair of the board, or president, whatever they call the person at your credit union, and send him or her a note saying that you did not feel like a member at all and your experience with customer no service. Having said that, 2% is awesome cash back on a credit card. Surprising they were doing a 2.5% promotion for a while. I have a Navy Federal credit card that they've been bouncing around the rewards percent constantly. And so I'm in at 2%, and they told me I got that for 4 years, and then it will drop back to 1.5%. And then I saw they're doing a new promotion at 1.75%. So the credit unions are really trying to figure out the balance of giving cashback rewards, and they've got their job. They got to break even because, you know, they're there as a co-op for their members. So I would say in your case, you had an extraordinary deal at 2.5, and that's really, really great. The 2% would feel great, I guess, if customer no service had not been customer no service.
And from Jules, I'm writing about the TSP disaster. I've been unable to access my funds to rebalance as I do periodically for weeks. I have no problem signing into my account, but when I go to rebalance, it says that information is not available right now. I tried again, same thing. I called and the wait time on the phone is over 90 minutes. Clark, please put TSP in time out and warn your listeners of this problem when you are singing their praises. I've used the TSP with no problems for over a decade, but they seem to be crashing and burning at the worst possible time along with the market. It's a great time to rebalance and they are blocking me from doing that. Help.
Yeah, so I've been, in fact, I talked about briefly the problems with the TSP, I think back in April. This has been an ongoing train wreck at the Thrift Savings Plan. The Thrift Savings Plan is what I've said for years is the best employer-provided retirement plan in America. And TSP decided to complicate how it operates, come up with some other stuff that has fees. And in the midst of all that, the administration of the system for the TSP has fallen apart. And there's been one news report after another about this. And, you know, the next thing is there will be suits and all that. It's absolutely terrible that something that was working so well is so messed up at the moment. If you are a federal employee and you have a TSP, be very wary of the pitches for the new investment choices that go from having the lowest fees you can have on investments to really crummy fee structures. So again, this was something that was working so, so well, and now administratively is messed up, and then the options have become confusing and potentially a lot more expensive. The cheap choices are still there, and it's just awful. And I think, Jules, the important thing is to keep drawing attention to the problems. And on the TSP website, they admit that things are all messed up. They have a briefing about how messed up they are.
The current known issues. With
current
the
known
new
issues. I mean, that's not a good thing to see. Current known issues.
Yes.
When you go to sign into a website.
That's it for today.
I thought we were going to talk about football today. We don't get to talk about
football.
Oh, yes.
I forgot to ask you that question. This one's from Phyllis in Georgia. Where can I purchase 2022 NFL tickets to a game in London, England that is safe?
Okay. So I don't know if you remember my story from years ago when I wanted to go to an NFL game and they were so expensive to buy here. And so I went out at that time, they were playing the games at Wembley Stadium, got all the way out there and couldn't buy a ticket because I hadn't bought it in advance. And even though there were empty seats, I wasn't allowed to buy it. It's one of those things that the NFL does this as a publicity stunt in Europe. And also sells these packages they make big money from. So the safe way to do it, not necessarily the cheapest way, is to buy from the NFL. If you go to NFL.com, you'll see the stuff on buying tickets to any of the games in England and how it's done. They have briefing game by game. You can see the seat maps like you would for any other game. And no, it's not cheap. So you got to be really, it's tough enough here when you buy from a ticket broker. Buying from a ticket broker overseas is too high a risk. I wouldn't get involved in it. I can't believe you weren't going to let me address my beloved NFL. I mean, training camp is just weeks away from starting.
Very excited for this NFL season.
I've been on withdrawal since the Super Bowl in February.
Wow.
It's time for my NFL again. But I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm sorry we didn't get to as many of your questions today as maybe if I hadn't run at the mouth as much as I did. But I want to tell you that's why for almost 30 years we've offered one-on-one advice from members of Team Clark. It's free. And to see how to do it, the hours you can get one-on-one advice, all the details, go to clark.com/CAC.